Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза, с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке AG. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
You should read Andy Griffiths. He's an Australian writer and his books for children are hilarious. Sometimes books make you smile, but his are the kind of books that make you laugh out loud. It can be a bit embarrassing if you're reading them on the bus or train. Sometimes the tears are running down my face while I read.
Speaker 2.
My personal favourite is Enid Blyton. You can read her stories again and again because there's always lots of action. I've got all her books and I've read all of them at least twice. My favourite one I almost know off by heart. I've read that about 10 times now.
Speaker 3.
Have you heard of a writer called Philip Pullman? Well, I love his books. They're set in a world where magic exists and people fly dragons and all kinds of crazy things happen. There's a lot of action and you're always surprised by what happens next. I don't know where he gets his ideas from, but I think they're great. He must have a lot of imagination.
Speaker 4.
Anthony Buckeridge is my favourite. He wrote books about two schoolboys, Jennings and Derbyshire. They have lots of adventures, and Buckeridge seems to know just how teenagers think. He really gives the reader an idea of what it's like to be that age, trying to understand what teachers want from you and always getting it wrong. I think he probably had kids of his own that were the same age as his characters.
Speaker 5.
I've read a lot of Maya Angelou's books, especially her autobiographies. I think it was from them that I realised I want to be a teacher. She writes about being poor and uneducated when she was a child, and as I read her book, I thought, I'd like to be a teacher and help children like that. I know it's a long way in the future, but I hope that's what happens.
Speaker 6.
I suppose my favourite is J.K. Rowling. I love the Harry Potter books. What I enjoy about them is the friendship between the main characters. They are very loyal and they always take care of each other. I think that if you read her books, you learn a lot about how to get on with other people and how to be a true friend. I would certainly recommend those books.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
You should read Andy Griffiths. He's an Australian writer and his books for children are hilarious. Sometimes books make you smile, but his are the kind of books that make you laugh out loud. It can be a bit embarrassing if you're reading them on the bus or train. Sometimes the tears are running down my face while I read.
Speaker 2.
My personal favourite is Enid Blyton. You can read her stories again and again because there's always lots of action. I've got all her books and I've read all of them at least twice. My favourite one I almost know off by heart. I've read that about 10 times now.
Speaker 3.
Have you heard of a writer called Philip Pullman? Well, I love his books. They're set in a world where magic exists and people fly dragons and all kinds of crazy things happen. There's a lot of action and you're always surprised by what happens next. I don't know where he gets his ideas from, but I think they're great. He must have a lot of imagination.
Speaker 4.
Anthony Buckeridge is my favourite. He wrote books about two schoolboys, Jennings and Derbyshire. They have lots of adventures, and Buckeridge seems to know just how teenagers think. He really gives the reader an idea of what it's like to be that age, trying to understand what teachers want from you and always getting it wrong. I think he probably had kids of his own that were the same age as his characters.
Speaker 5.
I've read a lot of Maya Angelou's books, especially her autobiographies. I think it was from them that I realised I want to be a teacher. She writes about being poor and uneducated when she was a child, and as I read her book, I thought, I'd like to be a teacher and help children like that. I know it's a long way in the future, but I hope that's what happens.
Speaker 6.
I suppose my favourite is J.K. Rowling. I love the Harry Potter books. What I enjoy about them is the friendship between the main characters. They are very loyal and they always take care of each other. I think that if you read her books, you learn a lot about how to get on with other people and how to be a true friend. I would certainly recommend those books.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.